Right now on VFN TV, a boy genius graduated from college and wants to prove God exists through science. Oh, yeah. And he's 11 years old right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
So you like mayonnaise, right?
No, no mayonnaise. No.
Dry?
Dry.
Why is your life so dry?
Well, listen, I just can't do the mayonnaise. Why would you want to put mayonnaise on a sandwich? A perfectly good sandwich.
Because it tastes good.
That's like salad dressing.
Hold on, we're on. Hey, we're on. Hey, listen, we're excited about being here, even if he doesn't like mayonnaise on a sandwich. I don't, you know. And he's actually from the South, right?
No, I'm not from the South.
South Jersey. He's like from the South. And so, listen, we're talking about this boy genius today. No, we're not talking about Jonathan Hamilton. We are talking about a boy genius.
Yes, William Malice. That's his name.
William Malice. He's 11 years old.
11 years old.
Tell us a little bit about this young man.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about him, okay?
Before he was a
little bit about him.
Okay.
Before he was 2 years old, William Malice.
Wait a minute, before he was two.
Before he was two, he was adding and subtracting before he was two. Now, by the way, what you're seeing is a picture of him holding his college degree.
Wait, college degree?
College degree. That's what you're seeing right there. But let me tell you the backstory here. As a 3 year old, he knew the alphabet in six languages.
His alphabet.
By age four,
is that possible?
He was an algebra whiz. At 5 years old,
almost like Isaiah.
Isaiah. At 5 years old, the psychologist at Ohio State University said the boy was a genius at five. Now, at the ripe young age of 11.
A genius at five.
At five.
Okay.
Malice has officially become a college graduate, receiving an associate's degree.
What? How old?
11 years old.
He's graduated from college.
Yes, St. Petersburg College.
From high school. And college.
And college. By 11.
Okay, 11.
But his education is not finished yet.
Right.
As he begins classes in a few months at the University of South Florida, and he's looking towards the heavens, he says, I want to be an astrophysicist.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to prove to the world that God exists through science.
Oh, my goodness.
He says, beautiful. I'm gifted in what I'm gifted in, and other people are gifted in other things. And it goes on to say that William's not shy about talking about the Creator. He says, everybody has gifts from God. Mm. I was gifted with knowledge and science and history.
He's even humble and addressed to what his gifts are.
Yes. Wow. Yes, it's amazing.
We weren't gifted in those areas.
No.
But he was.
No, but he was.
Yes.
And this is really a beautiful thing.
Yes, it really is.
His father's a priest, okay? And he's being interviewed by a PhD at Holy Cross School of Technology, in front of other college students and professors. Yes, this
What's
young
his
man,
name again?
William Malice.
So he's being interviewed by a PhD.
By a PhD.
Okay.
Of the college. Yeah. He's sitting next to his father. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing interview. And we have it. We're going to bring it to you today.
Let's see this, man.
I want you to just hear him. This is at the Holy Cross Greek Orthodox School of Technology. And I want you just to hear a little bit about his theories and what he believes about space and astrophysicists. Let's join William
at 11.
Now. At 11. Let's join him now.
You stated there that you would like to prove that God exists. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I could go on about my whole theory, but...
Whatever you like.
That's a little long.
Okay.
So should I?
Yeah. That's why we're here. We're here to learn, so.
Okay.
Right? Theological school, college? We're here to learn.
Okay. Let's start with the theory of relativity. You know Einstein, right?
Yes, I haven't met him, but I know of him, yes.
In his theory, he said that the displacement of space-time is the cause of gravity.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
And if you're confused what space-time is, recently they found this new particle called the Higgs boson, and it makes up the Higgs field, which is essential.
So far, I've got you. Following so far.
Okay. So Einstein said that the displacement of space-time is the cause of gravity.
Okay.
If this is the case, then the absence of gravity, or the absence of space-time, must be pure gravity. Because of the law of flow, things will go to the point of least resistance. And if there's nothing there to resist, mm-hmm. that's the point of least resistance.
Okay.
So, an absence of space-time would be pure gravity. Black holes are an absence of space-time, which is why nothing, not even light, can escape their pull. Also, if the universe is all of space-time and the entire Higgs field, and all of space-time and matter, everything, then whatever's outside of the universe must be an absence of space-time. If that is the case, then the universe is not expanding into the absolute void around it. It's falling. Now, let's think back to the beginning of time. We know the universe has an age, right? 13.8 billion years.
Did you know that? Most of you had no idea what he was talking about. Okay, go ahead.
So, 13.8 billion years ago, the entire universe was reduced to a singularity, a particle smaller than a quark. However, if gravity is always working, i.e. if you jumped off this building, you're not going to fall 15 seconds later, you're going to fall immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So if gravity is always working, then and if the singularity was always there, like some atheists try to say, then the universe should have no age. It should be infinitely old. But it's not. It has an age. It's 13.8 billion years old. And something can't come from nothing because it would have to exist in order to cause itself to exist, which is illogical. So therefore, something other must have created the singularity. And that something other we observe as God. Well, Hawking's theory that there should be no cause because of gravity, well, gravity can't create something. Gravity can't do anything if it's not acting against something. Gravity is literally nothing, as we stated before. Mm-hmm. And nothing applied on nothing is just nothing.
Nothing. Even I can follow that. Okay. Yeah.
Wow, is that powerful? I mean, that's almost like what John and I were talking about.
It's exactly what our
the
conversation
theory
is.
Of, what is our sub sandwich going to taste like at lunch? So that's pretty powerful. Is that beautiful? You look at an 11-year-old that's talking about, you know, this gift, obviously God's given him, of intelligence to work things through, and it makes such good sense.
Sure.
You know, I want to hear from you. You know, what are your thoughts in the context of this young man, and if that can happen at 11, there's hope for us to be able to do it. But it's just beautiful for his generation to be, obviously he's going to be a leader in his generation, he is now. And what are your thoughts? You know, comment below. You know, give us your thoughts. Maybe you have somebody in your family like that. You know, we have somebody that works with us. He's identified as a prodigy. And we're going to talk to him during the break about that. But also you can write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. This is just amazing. Isn't it encouraging? But listen, we're going to hear more. John, what are we going to hear
yes,
about from
listen,
the break?
Yes, listen, we get right back from this break. We're going to hear about William's dreams and his aspirations, but he's also going to answer this question, does God exist in the universe, or does the universe exist in God? And his answer is going to amaze you. Join us, we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I'm not the son of God because you say I am. I'm the son of God because God says I am. I'm not confident because of what I can do. I'm confident because of what God says he will do. I'm not forgiven because I've earned acceptance. I'm forgiven because God says he has forgiven. Help me preach. I'm not going to do it because I think I can. I'm doing it because God said I could. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in Vision and SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all, to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are listening to an 11-year-old genius, graduate of a university already, explaining the theory of relativity, gravity, creation, the length of how old creation is, the existence of God through science. This is amazing. As a matter of fact, John, talk to us a little about his dreams.
Well, his dreams, being asked, what are
his dreams? He's 11 years old.
Talking
about dreams.
Yes, he has lofty dreams and goals.
He's already accomplished what most people have it in a lifetime.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
He's proven Stephen Hawking's wrong.
Yes.
God's using a child, 11-year-old, to prove all these years of Stephen Hawking's wrong.
Yeah.
It's
really amazing, to watch this young man. He's being interviewed there by a PhD, I believe a priest, at the Holy Cross School of Technology. And the priest asks him, what are your dreams? Watch William now.
I want to be an astrophysicist.
Astrophysicist?
Yes.
Okay.
So that I can prove to the scientific world that God does exist. There's these atheists that try to say that there is no God, when in reality it takes more faith to believe that there's no God than it does to believe that there is a God.
Please say that again. That's an incredible statement.
Because it makes more sense that something created the universe than, say, the universe created itself. That takes more faith to say the universe created itself than to say something other created the universe, because that is more logical.
It's so interesting, right? You think about it, that a man is born from a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his diapers have to get changed. He has to be fed by a bottle. He has to be raised by his parents. And one day he decides that he's smarter than God. And he says that God doesn't exist. And it's like, wait a minute. You were born from your mother. You know, you were raised with a bottle.
Right.
And 11-year-old's helping everyone understand that, you know, it takes more faith to actually believe that God doesn't exist than he does exist. And really, if you don't know him, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, that's the blocking point.
Yeah.
But once you get to know him through his son, Jesus Christ, he's real. He exists. He'll come and live in your heart, as a matter of fact. And it all makes sense.
He speaks.
Yes, and he definitely speaks. John, what else does he talk about?
Well, this next question is being asked is, does God exist in the universe, or does the universe exist in God?
So this is actually 11-year-old college graduate.
This is what he's thinking of. I'm not thinking about games. He's not thinking about
does God exist in the universe, or does the universe exist in God? God.
Wow. William Malice.
The universe exists in God because God is outside of time and space. Otherwise, how would he have created the universe? Because sometimes we try to put universal laws and our logic and reason when we're imperfect, and we try to put that on God when he's outside of the universe, and so universal laws don't apply to him. And trying to put our universal laws on God is like trying to make God an image and likeness of us, which is egocentric and exclusive.
Egocentric and exclusive. God does not exist in time. He exists outside of time. And that's how God can be omnipotent, omnipresent, because our existence, there was a created point and there was a point, you know, on both ends of that, a spectrum, right, that we exist, and that God's totally outside of that.
Beautiful. Isn't
it? God wanted a relationship with us, and he created a universe. He created earth, and he created man, and he wanted to give us free will to be able to choose what this young man's choosing. Like, he exists, and yeah, I want to have a relationship with him. I want to prove it.
And yeah, God lives outside of our understanding, yes, and our natural laws. He lives outside of that. So
which is encouraging to me.
Oh, very.
I mean, if I haven't talked to anybody yet that I want to live within their mind.
Hello.
Right?
And if you can explain, yeah, God in our pea, you know, size brain, or at least, right, my pea-sized brain, that's, mm-hmm, not a God I want to serve. You know?
No, absolutely not.
So he's asked, William's asked,
this,
what?
This college graduate, 11 years old.
College graduate. Soon going to, you know, he's pursuing his doctorate.
PhD, okay.
But what should be done for children his age in terms to prepare them for astrophysics and science in relation to their faith? How should, you know, children be prepared?
It's called the STEM, right? The science, technology, it's ST. Well, we have to ask him.
Let's join William now.
Yeah.
Teach them about the faith and how science and theology don't have to be separate in nature. They were designed to be together. God created science. So why in our modern day and age are they so separate? What I would do is like teach children about their faith and how science and their faith should be together. Not separate.
Can you imagine trying to exclude oxygen when you're talking about God? You know, or you try to exclude man when you're talking about God. You're trying to exclude part of his creation. And science is actually the study of God's creation.
Mm.
You know, it's a measurement of God's creation. And the more scientific, the more science grows, the more they realize, well, they didn't know this in the beginning. We're about to go to break, but they didn't know this in the beginning. How can God lay Adam down, a man he created, and take one rib out of Adam, and from that rib create another human being? Well, now we know it can be done through DNA. Everybody's DNA, which is inside of one cell, you have billions of cells in your body, that everything about you is in that one cell. Not only that, everything about you is just like the young man saying, is in God. And so it's just amazing to see this thing come to pass. And we're going to hear more from this young man, but don't forget to comment below. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, think about it. You know, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We'd love to hear from you. This is exciting to see God just gifting this young man, and he's wanting to be able to just prove God's existence, and that science is here to be able to prove God, not disprove God. And the more we learn about science, the more that's true. What are we going to hear from when we get back from the break,
When we get back from this break, he's going to talk about why education is important, and as believers, why should we excel? Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
The idea of authority in dealing with children has fallen into disrepute in recent years, and it's no wonder.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
The moment you even use the word authority, there are people who mistakenly think you're referring to harshness and anger. They picture a father who rules with an iron fist, and when he speaks, everybody jumps because they're afraid not to. Properly defined, however, authority means respected leadership. And without respect for leadership, you have no leadership. And without leadership, you have anarchy, chaos, and very real danger. One day when our kids were younger, I remember watching their hamster run around his cage. He was gnawing on the bars and trying to lift the cage door, doing everything he could to escape. Then about 5 feet away, I noticed our little dachshund Siggy watching the hamster from the safety of the shadows. His ears were pointed straight up, and I knew exactly what he was thinking. Come on, baby. Break through to freedom. I'll give you a ride you'll never forget. Now, if that little hamster had been so unfortunate as to achieve his desire for freedom, he'd been dead in seconds. You see, even loving discipline can seem like a cage to a child sometimes. But young children lack the perspective to see what awaits them beyond the bars. If you love your kids, lead them. You have the authority to take charge at home. Use it.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. 11-year-old college graduate, genius young man, already finished courses college, but he also is going to go for his, I believe, his PhD.
Bachelor's and then his PhD.
It's amazing what's taking place. This very profound prodigy, right?
No doubt. 11 years old.
Tell us something else about him.
Well, he was learning, I believe, his ABCs in six different languages by the age of three. By age of four, he was an algebra whiz. And by two, he was adding and subtracting. This is really intelligent. In fact, at 5 years old, the psychologist in Ohio State University, I believe, basically said, this boy is a genius.
That's almost like patting myself.
Almost. Yeah, I would say that.
Similar, like me.
Not at all.
For all my teachers watching, I'm just joking. You don't need to comment below.
He's joking.
Don't comment below. Yeah.
So he's being asked at Holy Cross School of Technology, why is education so important? Why should we excel? And why should we use the gifts God has given us? This is an 11-year-old boy. Watch William now. Genius.
Well, education is necessary for the advancement of society in any way whatsoever. And also, this brings up a parable that I've heard many times, because my dad is a priest.
You heard a few of his sermons, right?
Yeah.
Do you help him write his sermons?
No, he doesn't write his sermons.
He checks my grammar, though.
Checks your grammar.
I'm not joking. He checks
You're
my
not
grammar.
Joking. No. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. But the parable is the one where this king gives one of his servants 5 talents, another one 3 talents, or 2 talents, and another one, I think, 1 talent. And they go off. The one with 5 talents invests in his 5 talents and gets 10 talents. And the one with 2 talents invests in his talents and he gets 4 talents. The one with 1 talent, he buried his talent as to keep it safe. Mm-hmm. And when they came back, the one with 10 talents the one that was given 5 talents came back with 10 talents and gave his king 10 talents. And the one with 2 talents gave his king back 4 talents. But the one with 1 talent came back with his only 1 talent. And the king said,
"Slothful and wicked servant." Yeah.
So we need to invest in our talents, and we need to invest in our gifts that we have from God, and not just bury them like the slothful and wicked servant did.
That's so important. I mean, how often we're not hearing that today, the very fact that you've been given a gift by God, whatever it is, it could be many different gifts, and nobody's telling you possibly that God expects you to have. He says, this is how the kingdom of God is like.
Yeah.
It's like a king that gave these talents. So God gave you these talents and gave me these talents, John these talents. And he says, my expectation of you is to trust me enough and believe in me enough and love me enough to take what I've given you and go use it and cause it to multiply to some way so that you have something to show me. If we only show him what he gave us,
yeah,
then we're not doing anything. He already had that.
Correct.
But what else is he going to have in your life that you multiplied, that you used it? And, you know, quite often there's some of the most brilliant people are not using their talents necessarily that way some are. But it seems like some of the people who have the smallest talents are using those talents the most.
Isn't that amazing?
Maximizing those. And so I want to encourage you, we're fixing to go to bring this program to an end, but I want to challenge you. You know, that's one thing we talk about at VFNKB is to empower you. Hmm. You know, we have, you know, you have to literally have to fight. You have to declare that you'll fight for your success. And we got some strategies for you. We got a book I want to just bless you with. It's on pre-release right now.
That's right.
You can sign up for your free copy at VFNKB.com. But when you understand this, and I write about it in the book, is that God's not, it's not just a good idea. God's expecting us. And like he said, he's like, I mean, refer to the one who did nothing with what God gave him as wicked and slothful. And it's like, you know, I don't want to hear nothing like that. I want to, you know, I want to.
John 15 says that if you're my disciples, right,
yeah,
you're going to bear fruit. We don't need to bear fruit. We've got to produce fruit.
And he's given us the knowledge now. He's given us the talents, given us the gifts. We just got to do something with it. And some of the lies of the enemy, the, you know, they want to convince you that, you know, oh, you're not big enough, you're not small enough, you're not rich enough. You're not, it doesn't matter what you are enough. Just use what you have to be able to do what you can, and God will multiply that in your life. And if that's how you're thinking, like, I never thought about that, you know, and, or some people just admire the gifts they don't have. I wish I could sing. I wish I could dance. I wish I could preach. It's like, but you can do what you can do, right?
Everything that they don't have. Use what you got.
Right. Use what you got. We're cranking it out.
Hey, obviously. Yeah.
We're cranking it out. You'd be surprised. Anyway, but I just want to encourage you right now to be a, just like, begin to pray. Say, God, reveal to me the gifts that you've given me.
Yeah.
God, give me the wisdom to be able to use these gifts to glorify you. Just like this young man is saying, I want to be able to use my gifts to be able to prove, you know, the existence of God. You got to have more faith to believe that he doesn't exist than he does exist. And you can get in a relationship with Jesus Christ just like this young man, just like we did. You can find out about our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You see that? See it on your screen right here. Go there, find out about our experiences, how we met God through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you've got to meet God. Listen, you've got to do it through his son. It's a powerful, powerful, meaningful, purposeful, why God designed you and created you is to have eternal relationship with him. And we're coming to an end right here. Be sure to comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We want to hear your thoughts. You know, comment about this young man. Maybe you have a young man or lady like that in your own family. And you're seeing, wow, this is something that you could do. So often we hold people back on our limits. But this young man obviously had no limits. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just ask you right now just to encourage those that you've given these talents to right now, Father God, that you would just, whether it's business or education or arts or entertainment, whether it's ministry, whatever it is, God, that you would just stir them and speak to them about their gifts and show them, Lord, how they can actually multiply those gifts, God. And we just bless them right now. We pray for healing for those that need healing, God. Encourage them, Father God, we pray. And Lord, we ask you right now that you would end abortion. Send revival. Send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.